From insights on topics that matter to awesome conversations, The Big Crusade offers you a haven to be everything that you can be with the right attitude to life. The Big Crusade serves you episodes from the podcast and campaigns on all our platforms.
Tell your guys about the crusade.
Tell your friends about the crusade. Tell your friend about the crusade.
This is The Big Crusade, attaining maximum mental health and promoting Christian lifestyle. Hello everybody, welcome to the Big Crusade podcast. My name is Mweze Chidera and today I am excited because I've been itching to talk about this topic, and more excited because I won't be having this discussion alone. Today I am going to be having a conversation with somebody that I admire so much. She's a friend and we have quite a few things in common, which is why I am quite comfortable about having this conversation today on this episode on the podcast. So my guest today is Christabel Chinecherem Aduku Nnamdi. She's a child of light and she's a Christian blogger, a freelance writer, a mental health advocate, and a crypto enthusiast. She is very passionate about children and she doubles as a Sunday school teacher. And she also loves to simplify knowledge to make learning less ambiguous. Christabel likes to read, she likes to write, and she likes to have interesting conversations with friends, just like we're going to be having one today on this episode. And she loves to listen to music and watch movies while eating happy food. She's a lot of things actually, but today we're going to be discussing about faith versus anxiety. Want to see different ways that faith always conquers anxiety. So I want you to stick with me throughout this conversation. Listen keenly. Call everybody that is around you that you know to listen to this episode because it's going to be helping a lot, especially our Christian faith. Good morning.
Good morning, dear.
Thank you for agreeing to be on the Big Crusade podcast.
I know. Thank God. It's such a huge privilege. Honestly, it's so huge for me.
You're welcome. So today we're going to talk about faith versus anxiety. More like, you know, which one wins the ground every time.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so I read somewhere and it said that depression or anxiety or both is something that regular people experience every single day. So it doesn't have to be so medical. It's something that people experience, except that most people go through it and they don't know what it is.
Yeah, that it is. It's true. It's so true. This thing happens even as light as, I don't know, if you went to boarding school.
Yeah, I did.
Like when your parents' car is approaching school, that feeling as if you suddenly want to pee,
yeah,
or you suddenly want to go to the toilet, like you would just feel so pressed. I didn't even know that that was like a form of anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm, you're just really so panicky about resuming and you're right, it's something everyday people face.
Then you suddenly feel like your heart is going to come out from your mouth.
Exactly.
So I guess anxiety should bring everybody together, because you know it's one thing that everybody experiences, you know. And to think that people don't go to the hospital for it, they don't see a therapist. So that's a topic for another day. But let's look at it closely as Christians. As Christians, most of the things that we experience that is anxiety, do you pay attention to, okay, this is anxiety, you know, and then you go on to cast it on the Lord because he cares for you? Do you pay attention to those anxious moments? Can you hear me?
Yes, he said, do I pay?
Yes, as a Christian, do you actually pay attention to those anxious moments that you have and then, you know, consciously take it to God in prayer, because, you know, cast your anxieties because he cares for you?
In prayer, there are sometimes I notice specific things and consciously take it to God in prayer. For example, that I get anxious when I think I like someone.
Mm.
Even when the person is just my friend.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So I said maybe because of like a couple of bad friendships and all that happened when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I just get into a really good place with a friend, and when I see messages like "we need to talk," hey, my whole heart fly out.
Like I just suddenly rush to the toilet. Because I need to ease myself.
God, please. No. And that's like a really wrong message.
I'm telling you. And to think that sometimes it ends up not being something serious.
Most times it's not. Because, like, the person is your friend. So maybe it's even, like, something friends talk about. Like, oh, maybe they want you to even name something.
Yeah.
But the fact that they just text, "we need to talk," and I just see it, like, no. But I had to just make conscious efforts to pray about them, what has happened. But what has happened, please go ahead of me. Make every crooked part straight. Like, I have to start praying about it consciously. So it has eased a little bit. But all the time it was really bad. So that's, for me, that's actually practicing faith, because you recognize that there's a power higher than you that can handle those things. So you take it to God.
But, you know, somebody listening to this episode will be like, isn't that being too spiritual? You know, people do not really understand the need to pray about every single thing. You know, when the Bible says we should pray without ceasing, growing up I was like, but what else should we be praying about? But, you know, it's encompassing. You get to see that actually little things that you think you can handle, you actually need the power of God to go through it. So talking about friendships, you know, I actually have had bad experiences with friendships. So at a point, I just decided to, like, keep to myself, you know, not talk to anybody. And it was really getting me so tense and anxious, because you see really good people that have no bad intentions, but you're just anxious because you've had something from the past and you're scared that everybody's just the same. They're going to come in, they'll use you. And then when they see that you're exhausted, they just move away. How does faith help with, you know, moving on from bad experiences?
Well, the truth of the matter is, I'll just use myself as an example. I had any bad experience with friendships, and I prayed about it, because I don't just see God as the way they make prayer seem, like you just always call, make some weird petitions, and just go. Jesus Christ said, "I have called you not just as my servant, but you are now my friend." So the issue of friendship is something you can even tell another friend, like, "Oh, you're my only friend, and I just really wished I had like other friends, like other good people like you too." So that was just like more of what I told God, and I had to start actively working on myself to become a lot more selfless, to be able to pay more attention to people, to be able to know what people want. We're so used to loving when we want to be loved, but we forget that people are different. So maybe what I want is just really somebody that will call me every other 2 days and ask me how I'm doing. But maybe what my friend wants is just once in a while, I'll just put you on my status or something. So, but we make the mistake of loving people the way we want to be loved. So they don't feel loved because that's not what they want. And I had to understand that with friendships. And in also putting my anxieties away to really become friends with people, I understood that Jesus already knew that Jesus would betray him, but he still chose to be friends with them all till the end. I'm sure sometimes you would have looked at you that had a little anxiety. You'd be like, "Can this guy not just come and stab him now? Let him just rest." Like, I don't know what would have been going on in his mind every time he would look at you. That I know that you're not a good person, but he decided to focus his energy on the good ones, like Peter and the rest of the folks. So for me, I think that's how friendship. You can't get it right with everyone, and attempting to get it right with everyone will really lead you to a bad place mentally. So just choosing to condition your heart to the ones that you have found, you know, care about you would really help.
Okay, thank you. So this next question I'm about to come up with was one that I really struggled with when I was growing up. And for the first time when I exercised faith was in 2019, July 4th. That was the first time I prayed in tongues. And, you know, the preacher was all, you have to have faith. You have to have faith that what you're speaking is what the Holy Spirit is inspiring you. And I was like, you know what, God, today I'm going to exercise faith. I don't care anymore. I'm just going to open up myself. And I was really shocked because I was speaking in tongues. I was praying in tongues. And I was like, okay, that's me. You know, so how do you have faith? Like, faith sometimes is like a very vague topic to talk about. So how do you have faith? Are there some practical steps you have to take? Is there something you have to do to know that you're having faith or to know that you're expressing faith?
One thing that works for me in having faith is saying the word of God aloud. Like, if I am, let me just use like a recent experience. There was a time I was really struggling with lust in my, you know, it's not easy for people to admit things like this. Yeah. All of us are righteous. Yeah. We don't used to look at people and just go, what? This man is fine.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I knew that that was the condition of my heart. Mm. And I was just like, no, God, I have to overcome this. And I was confident because we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and all of their testimonies.
Yes. Yeah.
So I just picked a few scriptures. I picked, I think, Ephesians 6, that part where, I don't know if it was that part or the part in Corinthians where they said bringing down strongholds and everything. I can't remember which of the scriptures it was, but I wrote the scripture down on paper. And anytime I would have like those thoughts, I would read it aloud. I didn't even do this for more than 3 days and I was fine.
Wow.
So the truth of the matter with faith is, I also call faith a positive declaration. Because you say something to the point where you begin to believe it.
Yes.
If you are not sure, you say it. That's what makes some rumors true. They have been repeated to the point where people even find it hard to believe that it's a lie, that it didn't
happen. Wow.
Okay. So for you to believe that something is so true that you can hold it tangibly and believe that it is the substance of things that you're hoping for, there's need to actually repeat the word of God concerning that.
So
it has also happened to me a certain time where I was sick and I just continued to repeat aloud, not just like in my mind. So that's one sure way I know can help a person to build faith.
So faith is intentional. You have to do it consciously to the point where it becomes a part of you, right? Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm listening, my dear.
Okay, so how has your life changed since you started practicing faith, you know, for different moments of anxiety?
It has changed a lot. It has made me better, honestly. Sometimes I would cry and I just instantly remember there's a place to run to. You're not alone in this struggle. And I almost immediately look for a word regarding that particular situation that is making me so anxious and overwhelmed. And it has always brought me ease. In fact, I can say that every time it has worked for me. Because you need, like, we're not built to stand alone. So most times we realize that there's like a void or there's just something in us that needs that companionship. And I noticed that one thing anxiety does is isolate you.
Yes.
The isolation does not have to be huge. But like in that moment where you see that text friend, you just feel like, oh God, I'm back to point zero. Or in that moment when they just say result is out, you just suddenly feel like alone in your head.
Yeah.
In that, like, every moment of anxiety, whether big or small, has a way it leads you. But remembering that there's a word for this time and saying it, all of a sudden, it just brings company. Like when the Bible says the light of God will flood your heart, it just, that's exactly how it works. It's like there's suddenly a flood of light and it has always helped me overcome. I really don't know if it's a sufficient explanation, but it has always helped me.
Yeah. Talking about aloneness, you know, from experience, it's it's very real because you're anxious and you suddenly feel like nobody can see you. And you know, sometimes when you have responsibilities and you have to step out and, you know, you're anxious inside, but you have to keep smiling and you're hoping that somehow somebody will see you and just look through you and know that, okay, something is not okay with this person, but nobody can see you.
In having faith, the actions I take is still the same thing. I really build my faith life around the word of God. It might sound cliche, or might sound overused, or just there to people, but actively repeating it aloud, that's why words of affirmation is a thing for me. Because sometimes, at least my days, you know that thing that they say, we pray and just for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I once heard Apostle Solomon preach, and he said how you can be crying, but you still have joy. So that thing just made me believe that you could even be in the midst of tears, literally, not just like a painful situation, and still be able to echo the mind of God regarding you in that time. So it's something sometimes I would be crying, or I would be so angry that I'm so anxious, and I'll just say, no, in the name of Jesus, I forgive. In the name of Jesus, I am calm. I breathe calmly. I'm able to read the ease, and I just continue to reiterate those things to myself. And slowly but steadily, I feel like the confidence overtaking me. And I just pick up and, you know, be a stable person after that. The truth is, anxiety is not a walk in the park. I have a whole collection of poems on anxiety where I really, for people who read it, they said I really expressed so many raw emotions. I said something once that you will be fine now, and in the next 2 minutes, you will be a bucket of very salty tears, which is a little glimpse of how you could be doing. And you wonder, but I was just okay. I was, you're really not alone. It happens to everybody, but the only thing is the intensity varies. Like, for this person, it might be so severe. For this person, it's so mild that they don't even know that what's happening with them is like a form of anxiety. But in trusting that you are not alone, the Bible says we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. I want to take that and put it into this context. Jesus is interceding in heaven for every believer, for everyone, actually. He was a human. He knows what it feels like to be human. So his intercessions are actually powerful because they are coming from a place of understanding. So whenever you go through like these things, you should just know that Jesus is interceding for you. Sometimes he physically raises people to pray for you. I've had cases where I prayed for some friends, and later on when they told me a particular thing and like the events that happened, I now correlate the timing in my brain, and I'm like, oh, was that why I was able to pray for so person and so time? So it's one of those things, for you get through this, you'll be fine. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, that's the scripture. We do not give up. Around here, we don't give up. We keep going. And God will see you through. Thank you so much for the honor and the privilege.
Well, I've had a swell time having this conversation, and I've actually learned one or two. You know, in our previous episode, we talked about affirmation and how kind of like helps you to release and have more control over your emotions, and having you buttress that on today's episode, I know that it is going to be a kind of confirmation to somebody listening today that speaking out loud to yourself is actually a real thing, and it is one very strong weapon that you can use in fighting your anxiety. Thank you so much, Christabel, for being on the show with us once again. And yes, I think this is a wrap. This is the end of our conversation. I really look forward to having more conversations with you on the Book Crusade podcast. And yes, season 2 is slowly coming to an end, and I believe that you've enjoyed a lot and you've learned a lot from all of the episodes in this season. I am looking forward to your questions and your comments, and do well to join our WhatsApp forum, our Telegram community, follow us on Instagram, send us a mail via thecrusadepodcast@gmail.com and we will be willing and so glad to attend to you. Thank you so much for sticking with me up until this point on today's episode. Tell your friends about the crusade. My name is Mwese Chidera.
Thank you so much, Chidera. Thank you. Honestly, it is an honor. It is a privilege. I'm truly so blessed that you would invite me to your podcast. God bless you. God continue to prosper you in all that you do, in Jesus' name.
From insights on topics that matter to awesome conversations, the Big Crusade offers you a haven to be everything that you can be with the right attitude to life. The Big Crusade serves you episodes from the podcast and campaigns on all our platforms.
Tell your guys about the crusade.
Tell your friends about the crusade.
Tell your friend. Tell your friend about the crusade.
This is the Big Crusade, attaining maximum mental health and promoting Christian lifestyle.